saying the president should voluntarily leave.
If the two counts alleged against Clinton are proved true, I don't think they rise to the level that we should remove him from office.
Well, I tend to agree with you. But having said that, I still think he should resign, which has not, I mean, not be forcibly removed, because I think he has lost his effectiveness in my mind. Moreover, he has disgraced the country and the presidency. And I think he should resign.
And I think we should repeat that in an editorial.
Yeah. We'll make the argument we've already made about these crimes not, you know, reaching the